عن شريح رحمه الله قال سألت عائشة رضي الله عنها قلت بأي شيء كان يبدأ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل بيته قالت بالسواك رواه مسلم شريح رحمه الله narrates I asked عائشة رضي الله عنها What was the first thing which the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم did when he entered his house? And Aisha radiallahu anha replied, he would use the miswak. He would use the miswak. Scholars have encouraged men folk, when you come home, like you would want your wife to beautify herself, to look nice and pretty, like women are encouraged, that the whole day you are working in the kitchen and you smell like onion and tomato and whatever else, masala, but when your husband's presence is imminent, is about to come, go take a bath, take a shower, wear nice clothes, make yourself look attractive and appealing to him. But similar is the case with men. You're out in the workplace the whole day, make sure you keep a comb with you, you keep some itar with you, you keep a miswak with you. So when you come home, you groom yourself. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu used to say that I like to take care of myself physically in terms of my appearance and in terms of my physique and everything else so that I can be attractive to my wives just like how I expect them to be attractive to me because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Like men have rights over women, women also have rights over men. You expect them to look nice and pretty and decent and appealing. You should also look nice and handsome and decent and appealing. Within reason, obviously. You don't spend hours now combing every strand of hair, as we discussed yesterday. But the usage of the miswak, don't come home with a foul smell. Don't come home smelling of cigarettes and whatever else you may be smelling of. 19 minutes past 7.